Now, the Bannon Stone Circle in the Sheen Valley Heritage Area, just outside Kenmare, is famous for its alignments with the sun. However, the ancient monument was also carefully designed to align with the most southern rising point of the moon. The Altar of the Moon, as it's known locally, was constructed on the horizon of a nearby mountain some 5,000 years ago. And to mark this unique celestial event, which happens once every 18 years, 2024 is a special year, as this astronomical phenomenon called the major standstill of the moon occurs today on the 21st of June, the same date as the summer solstice. And with me on the line to talk about this, we have got Stephen O'Sullivan, Chairman of Bannon Community Council. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to your listeners.
You were out early this morning at 6 o'clock to mark things as well. I know the weather wasn't great for you, but tell me what's been happening and what is to happen this evening.
Yeah, the weather wasn't great this morning for the sunrise at the Stone Circle, but the forecast is a lot better for the evening, and hopefully that will come true. So this evening we have the what we call the major standstill of the moon. It is when the moon is at its most suddenly rising point. Yeah. And as you quite rightly said, the builders of the Stone Circle constructed an altar on the horizon of a nearby hill. And that marks the most suddenly rising point of the moon. And what it would have represented for them people would be the rebirth of the moon, when the moon was at its, again, most suddenly rising point and at its lowest arc. Much like the winter solstice sunrise, that's the rebirth of the sun, but this would be the rebirth of the moon every 18 years. And the mountain which we call on Beyond Morrough, the dead woman, is shaped like a woman on her stretched on her back. And the altar was constructed on the just at the base of what would be the breast of the woman, and the angle of the moonrise and the angle of that part of the mountain corresponds. So it's like the moon rises up along that mountain, and then the full disc shows at the top of the breast, we'll say. And it's a very 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 unique event.
Yeah, and look, what's it like to look at? What's it like to view? There's a picture of it up on our website if you go to Radio Kerry and click on the news story.
Yeah.
There, but what is it like to look on? What should it be like this evening? Hopefully we'll get clear skies and a dry evening is what's predicted.
Yeah, well, that's an image that we've just put together. Actually, the moon will be slightly to the left of the altar rising tonight and just rise up over the altar because of a thing called the perception of the equinox. The moon is in a slightly, it's roughly about 1 degree to the left of where it would have been 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. We'll get much the same effect as they would have seen back then.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible, Stephen, when you think of when these things were put together, these stone circles were put together, that they were able to do it and align it in such a way that long ago?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, that. They had no technology, they had no mobile phones, and still they got such such accuracy. Observing the movement for hundreds and thousands of years. Yeah,
unbelievable. So tell me what's happening this evening. There's going to be a Fluctfia cooking event as well, I take it.
Yeah, it's beginning here at Molly Gallivan's with a cheese and wine reception and a presentation on what's about to happen. Lars, our local chocolatier, is giving a presentation on his chocolates and that, and we'll have a entertainment, and then the people are being bused down to the Bannon Heritage Park, and more entertainment at the Heritage Park, and we'll be doing a cooking at the Folloch Fia, right in front of the stone circle and the alignment of the sun. And the summer solstice sun, you have a Folloch Fia, which is an ancient cooking pit, right about 50 metres away from the stone circle. And we'll be doing a recreation of that and cooking the traditional fashion that they would have back then with the heated stones. So and hopefully our chefs will be in good form this evening.
Fingers crossed. And I know you have a number of events as well tomorrow. There's a guided tour of the park and other events, and a Straw Boys Ball night as well tomorrow night.
Yeah, a Straw Boys Ball night. Yeah, this event tonight, Jerry, is very, very unique. There's only four other places known of in the world that have this alignment clearly marked. One would be Stonehenge in England, Callanish Stone Circle in Scotland, and a place called Chimney Rock in Colorado. You know, I think if this was happening in Newgrange or some other very important site, it would be world famous.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be world news, that's for sure, because of the significance of that and the linking of it through all those years. Well, listen, Stephen, good luck with it this evening. I know you'll have better weather and clearer weather for tonight, so it should be a great night. What time does it get underway again for people?
Yeah, the moon rides itself will be rising at 11:30, but obviously we'll have to be prepared and ready. So we'll be off here at Molly Gallivan's at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and if people want tickets for it?
Tickets, I'm afraid, are all sold out.
Oh, yeah. very good. Very popular evening.
There are a very limited amount of tickets, I think, left just to come to the Stone Circle, you know. If anyone that are interested can
head to that element of it. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Listen, Stephen, make sure to send us on some footage when you get a chance. Sure. And we'll share it on our social media.
Yeah, thank you.
Brilliant. Okay. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. Good luck with this evening.